to make change.
Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in, and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here with a good friend of ours. Her name is always Darlene Sartori. She owns the Ideal Network, and we've been gone, mostly my fault, if you will, for the last couple of weeks, only because I was traveling. We wound up driving from Florida to New York and from New York to Florida, and although most people would say that's a long drive, it sure was. But we had the opportunity to have window time or windshield time with family members, so we were able to catch up on a lot of cool things. So anytime you're alone with family members and you get a chance to catch up, it was really kind of cool. So I got a chance to actually drive most of the time during the day, and we got a chance to see our beautiful country. So we went from Florida to Georgia, South and North Carolina, to Virginia, Maryland, into Delaware, Pennsylvania. There's a lot of corn that they are growing. Let me share with you. They are growing corn all over the place, and we just had a really good time. And then when we got back, of course, you have to do the things a little bit like life. You have to pull all the weeds out of the garden because the weeds are growing just like everything else is going. So we spent a couple of days pulling some weeds, and we are here ready to go back with Darlene Sartori. So, Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, hello, and I'm like you. I'd love to see the countryside and how beautiful it can be. And but when you get back to work, there's a lot of catching up to do. So we've been off for 2 weeks now, so it's time for us to get back on the bandwagon, as they say, and let's get moving forward. Okay, picking up some pieces from the past will kind of be what I'll be doing today. I'm going to go back through a few of the things and talk about some of the things that we do in order to rebalance and relocate ourselves when things kind of go topsy-turvy. And you know that from past work that July is the month for team working. In our positive action plan that Napoleon Hill put together for us in this this book. He was the author of Think and Grow Rich, and it's one of the materials that I use is the positive action plan. And so each day I read what it says for that day. And today is, let's see, I think it's the 21st, isn't it?
Sure is, absolutely. July 21st.
So it says, yep, the 21st, it says, remember that the tone of your voice often conveys more accurately what is in your mind than do your words. In a moment of conflict, a suggestion or compromise can salvage a threatened working relationship. A discouraged employee can be motivated again with a few carefully chosen words. In situations like these, a good manager is looking beyond an immediate situation and acting to preserve a future benefit. But if your voice portrays your own anger, fear, or despair, that emotion, not the wisdom you offer, will be what often remembered. When those who raise to the top in any organization are those who have learned to control their emotions. When you have a leadership position, others will watch you closely for the signals you send. You must learn to manage yourself and all the ways in which you convey messages to others if you want to inspire them and demonstrate what you care about. All the and that you care about all the members of your team. You know, and it's often said that people don't care until they know you care. And I think that's kind of what it's saying here in this message for the 21st. And like I said, the power of teamwork is what that July is about. And so what I do during during July is look at my team, my tier one team. And tier one are projects that I personally work with. You know, we only have so many hours in the day, and so we have to invest our time very, very wisely. And I use the word invest because when you invest something, you do expect something in return. Although we do have a lot of social enterprises that I'll be talking about a little bit later on, but this is something that it's important for us to understand is that people don't care until they know you care. And so that is kind of the team dynamic when I am working on tier one projects. Which of those projects, which of the things that we're working on in the Ideal Network projects, which of them rise to that level that, number one, I desire to work with, and number two, that other people will desire to work with. And, of course, you know from what Peter and I have hung around together for this long, there's got to be some values here. Otherwise, we wouldn't be keeping working together for as many years as we have. And I'm thinking we go back into 2012, 2013, someplace along that line. We don't keep track. We just know that we've got some values that people will appreciate and need in their home-based businesses specifically, and in any business that you're reaching out to the public. So in picking up the pieces here, last week I began doing something that I've not done for a great number of years, and that's work at our county fair. But there was some situations happened here in our county with new leadership in the Republican Party, with a young individual that is very much in alignment with much of my philosophy. And we knew that we had lost a lot of people due to the COVID, and there was a lot of picking up the pieces. And so I volunteered to cover every night of the fair to be there as a backup. And so others could come and go, but I would be there to from 4 to 9 all the way through the entire week. Well, something happened during that time that reminded me of how what happens when you disappear. Remember that over the period of the last few years, since my husband and my brother both died in 2010, the entire properties have fallen on my back to have to keep going. And the question is, what do I desire to keep and what needs to be eliminated so that one person could help sustain the family and be able to move forward and sustain what needs to be done. Well, it happened on the second night of the fair. Somebody walked up and said, "Darlene?" And I said, "Yeah." And, of course, I recognized the person but couldn't quickly put a name to her. And she said, "I thought you were dead." I said, "Oh?" And I suddenly remembered that the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated. And I'm not sure if that was Mark Twain or who it was. I haven't had a chance to really look it up, but where did I ever hear that? But it's one of those, you know, things. Well, then a few hours later, several other people had already said that same thing. Well, how did that rumor get started? That's the question that I start asking myself. And so the next person that asked me that, and altogether there were about, and I must say I kind of lost track, but at least 14 or 15 people. And I wish I'd have gotten the names of each one of those people and had it written down, because I'd like to go back and find out how did that many people in our community think that I had died. Okay? Well, maybe it's because before that, I was very active in our community. You know, I was here, there, and yonder. There was always, you know, somebody could count on me. But, you know, I've never stopped doing the homeless program. We've lost several of our buildings, and maybe that's a reason people thought, you know, that something had happened to me since I didn't open up any new buildings or whatever. So I still haven't figured out why that rumor got started. But so many rumors do get started that don't have any factual basis, and nobody cares enough to reach out and say, was there a memorial service, or, you know, whatever, that was there anything in the newspaper? You know, anyway, so that kind of has been bugging me. Because I start asking my kids if anybody had ever checked on Facebook, or because I don't post a lot on Facebook. And that's another thing. Maybe people don't realize that I'm around because I'm not doing some of the things that I normally did. Well, you know, when you're overwhelmed and you have a lot of work to do, you do start taking things that you were normally doing and stop doing them while you make more room for those things that truly are important. And that's what I've discovered is over the past few years, and especially this year, because remember on December the 31st of this past year was my 10th year of making a decision as to whether I was going to keep the property for another few years in the country or whether I was going to go ahead and put it on the market, and the same with the houses in town. And so those are things that, I guess, set up a rumor, as when you disappear from the public, people, you know, that you're just acquaintances, you're not really real strong people that you communicate with on a regular basis. So that might be something to check out if you suddenly decide to leave the positions you're doing, and you know, let people know that you're still around every once in a while, and et cetera. Well, one of the people that you know of that's on my tier one is Shan Kramer and Don Kramer, and I work with them in addition to working with Peter and our projects here. And, of course, you know our programs here. Then we've talked about them quite a bit, about the space tech virus killer as a way to finance things as well as making them safe. Well, you know that I talk about one of the books that Cheyenne and Don wrote is called Skip the Politics and Create Heaven on Earth. And it's a short book. One of the things that I wish I had done if I'd known I was going to be at the fair this past week is I would have gotten a supply of their books to hand out or sell, because it is a very quick way to understand what has happened in America, that we have been spiritually hijacked. And I did have a lot of conversations over the past week about this specific topic with those that I knew were interested in that dynamic, because as a pastor, I am well known among the community, at least I thought I was, for my stance in the spirituality, because I'm not what I say, quote unquote, without saying this, and making people angry, but I'm not religious. I find that most of the organizations, the churches, will separate more than help to connect us. And that's been a challenge for me over the last many years. And it's reason that I left being a straight line minister and became a chaplain, an interfaith chaplain, along the methodology that we do in the military. Because it really doesn't bother us what religious denomination you are following or not following. The question is, how spiritual are you? In other words, what is your moral integrity? When people need something, help or whatever, are you there to help them? Are you the type of person that when there is a car accident, you just drive right on by? Or do you slow down and make sure that somebody has already got the scene under control? For me, if I see an accident that's just happened, I will immediately pull to the wherever the accident is to start directing traffic so that nobody gets hurt. If 911 has been called, okay. If not, I will make a 911 call. In other words, that's just my nature. One of the things that I had the biggest challenge with in being a paramedic was the fact that I know about triaging. The first and foremost thing you have to do is keep yourself safe and make sure the scene of the accident is secured so nobody else gets hurt. So those are the first two priorities, is keep yourself safe, because you're not going to do anybody any good if you're a next victim that gets hit by somebody going by. And so we do need to put ourselves first. But that's not out of ego. That's out of common sense. Okay? So whenever we were doing the fair and we had lots of conversations that we got into with people, and I've got to reacquainted with people that I hadn't seen for a long period of time, and so it was a joyous time. And so I'm looking at maybe that's something that I need to pick up and do at our county fairs, because I used to do county fairs quite often. And remember that my kids and I, we used to raise a lot of fruits and vegetables and things like that, and we used to do a stand where they could sell their products that we grew or that we made, and so very much we were out in front of the public abilities, and were no one around the town, and that hasn't happened over the last few years. Our kids are all growing; they have their children, of course, and of course, you know, like I said, I have 7 children. We have 21 grandchildren and at least 29 great grandchildren. But what I found out is that we're losing connection with each other. And so today I got an email from one of my grandchildren who said, I need the family tree. Okay. Well, that's the first time I've heard anybody in the family even mention the family tree for a while. Well, we got a family get-together coming up this coming weekend in Delphi, which my brothers and I don't know whether my sisters are going to go or not, but I know at least 2 of my brothers are going. But I don't know if any of my grandkids or great-grandkids are going to go. And that's sad, because family get-togethers are important at least once or twice a year in order to keep up with what's going on. And so one of the things that my husband and I always did that we stopped doing a few years ago was we always had a once-a-month gathering with the family that would celebrate our birthdays for that month, and we would call it the birthday month. And we usually did it the first or second Saturday of the month, depending upon whether there was an event like the 4th of July. We wouldn't do it on the 4th of July if it was a weekend at the first part of the year, or if there were other events on that, because people have other things they're going to do, so we don't try to compete with that. But we tried to do at least a once-a-month gathering. And this year we haven't done that because there was a rift in the family. And so it was just one of those things. My energy level wasn't there to do it all by myself. and et cetera. So we are going to start that back up in this, because it's very important for us to have our ancestry stuff up there so that as new people are born into the family, somebody can add their information there. And so it's important for certain things to be done to sustain this family. Well, I'm going to go to this, skip the politics and create heaven on earth. And the last chapter 10 in this book says, creating the resources to make the change. And this is one of the things that I find that people that go to these fairs and do things like this that are public service type dynamics are ones that have arranged their lives so that they can make money off of the fair and the gatherings. And so we are fortunate in southern Indiana to have a lot of fairs go on. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I picked up the 2021 Indiana Festival Guide that has all of the festivals that have been put in this booklet. And you know what? Our state senator, Mark Mesker, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, actually handed out these books and put his information distributed by State Senator Mark Mesker. You know, you got to hand out things people are going to keep. Well, people that are going to the fair, a lot of them always go to festivals and stuff around the area. And guess how many people picked that book up and cap it? They're not going to throw it away because it's something they will use. So if you want to be known, you've got to create things that people can will keep. And so that is something that you don't have to create yourself. Somebody else has already created it. Well, chapter 10 in this book is entitled Creating the Resources to Make the Change. Because the first part of this book is all of their book is about talking about the lies that have been spread. And what did I start this with? The lie and the rumor that I was dead, okay? Sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm not too far from that. And I did have a disaster last night that could have been a disaster for me. Fortunately, I was able to survive it and et cetera. We won't go into details, but that kind of leads me to where I'm talking about this is because you need to be able to leave a legacy. Remember, that's one of the L's. I do everything around leaving a wonderful or a luxurious legacy. So legacy is one of our ideals that we work with. And so being able to create resources so we can make the change and pass it on. He says in the beginning of this, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. It says, we are in the midst of some very interesting times. While forced taxation is still the norm, something that goes against the prime law, there are an increasing number of ways people are finding to create funding for community-based projects. I'm not talking about the typical methods such as creating a nonprofit or applying for grant funding or begging for donations. So much of that is starting to die, especially when we go through an economic downturn. The simple answer to this would be just voluntarily funding these projects. So much easier if we were not forced to pay taxes. And in some cases, this is exactly what's happening. The rise of crowdfunding has helped so many people to fund new projects, from new investments to homeless shelters. And then he goes on. Talking a little bit more, which then means they could have the option of getting a return on their investment instead of just giving donations. And so what he talked about were platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo, GoFundMe, and many other ways that someone can ask for support for their great ideas. And then he goes on and lists different types of dynamics. And then I turned and went a couple pages later, and he says, our model uses the existing business models developed by the direct sales and network marketing industries. And this is the one that I would like to bring us to understanding, that if you do not have some type of extra income coming in from network marketing or sales of some sort, in addition to what you're doing, you're missing a golden opportunity. And so this is like the buildingfortunes.net site and the .com site. These are things that we present to you that you can use to help build your local business or the businesses you're working. Peter has put together such a great dynamic of things that we're doing. Of course, we took on the dynamic of creating the Space Tech Virus Killer Project, which is very, very viable for everybody that is still concerned about viruses spreading through the air on the surface. And so if you've not checked that out again, please go to that and check it out. Space, S-P-A-C-E, Tech, T-E-C-H, Virus, V-I-R-U-S, Killer, K-I-L-L-E-R, .com. And then my URL is /ideal, I-D-E-A-L. And if we understand that in order to be able to do the things that we desire to do, we need to have multiple streams of income. So if that's something that you've not done for yourself and you feel like, gee, I want to leave a legacy, what am I going to leave a legacy around? I'm going to say the best way that you can create a legacy is to focus on things that are health and peace orientated. What are the families out there needing in your community that you can either build a business around or join a network marketing company that you can discover your piece of what it takes to create a civilization in which to live, what I'm calling the ideal civilization. And next week I'm going to talk about a project that I'm launching off this year. Will be ready by August the 21st to begin celebrating and developing things, and it's called the Universal Society. And so that will be the new U.S. that I'm going to be talking about, the new us that we're working to create that will have its own monetary system, its own banking system. That is the only area that we had not put together yet, that I had to wait till the right people came along, and they did this year. So we've been doing some testing and some working, and we're creating a union with people around the globe that we can work with, creating a funding system on our own banking system. Because if we own the bank, if we own the credits, if we own the monetary system, then we the people will be able to provide for our own needs in a way that is sustainable, and that everyone, there will be no homelessness. There will need be no problems, because we're going to be doing as the family goes, so goes the civilization. And the word goes, G-O-E-S, stands for the Gardens of Eden's Society. And this is part of that universal society we're going to be talking about next week. So stay tuned. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent information. So you gave us a lot to pick and choose from. For those people that want to hear this again, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to hear this radio show. And I know you gave us a whole bunch of topics, Darlene, but probably one of the nicest ones was the idea that you're doing a family get-together, and I wish you well. So I don't know, is that going to be before our next radio show, or is that going to be after
yes,
our next radio
it'll
show?
It'll be this Saturday.
Perfect.
Yes,
okay,
Saturday.
Good. So bring us up to date and up to speed, and those things are important. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life. where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.